Let's open with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to gather this morning. We thank you for stopping a moment and just to thank you, Lord. And there's so much information and busyness in the world. We are not made to handle all of that. We see people rushing around on the road and all, and it's just not quite right. But here we are. Let us stop and just thank you, Lord, and just praise your name this morning. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So we have a antiphonal psalm, they call it. That's back and forth. It's a responsive reading, and the chorus here is, "For his mercy forever," the endures has been added for clarification, but it's a good word, endures, because as you think about our culture and our world, everything is passing away. What endures? Only God and the things of God. Everything else is passing away, right? And here we have a God who endures forever, and he's only good, and his mercy. We're going to talk about his mercy this morning. When did you last thank him really for his mercy? I mean, everything is mercy. Everything. So we're going to repeat this 26 times. We're not going to go through it all at once because it becomes too routine and your response, you're not even thinking what you're responding to. So we break it down to the first three verses are praise to the triune God, Lord Yahweh, and then Elohim of Elohims, and then Adonai, Lord of Lords, and then we have six notes of praise to the Creator, and then six more from deliverance from Egypt to out of Egypt, and we can look at that and think of your salvation in that, because that's the same kind of a thing where we get delivered from something and into something else, and going through as well. We actually have an out through an in kind of a thing here with the Egypt to the Promised Land. And then we have seven more, the journey through the wilderness and entrance into the Promised Land. And then we have a couple of verses for personal gratitude, so that's for all of us where we are right now. And then one verse to tell of the Lord's universal providence around the universe, around the world. And then a closing verse of never-ending praise. And so that's where we are this morning. So I'm going to read the first phrase, and then if you will come in and together say, "For his mercy endures forever." And we'll do the first three verses and just think about the triune God here. So verse 1, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
For his mercy endures forever."
"Oh, give thanks to the God of gods.
For his mercy endures forever."
"Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords. Now switch your hat on just a minute to the creation and to the Creator. Verse 4, "To him who alone does great wonders."
"For his mercy endures forever."
"To him who by wisdom made the heavens."
"For his mercy endures forever."
"To him who laid out the earth above the waters." "To him who made great lights."
"For his mercy forever."
"The sun to rule by day."
"For his mercy forever."
"The moon and stars to rule by night."
"For his mercy forever."
Now we'll have six regarding the deliverance out of bondage of slavery in Egypt, and we will think deliverance, our deliverance from the slavery of sin to total victory in Christ. Verse 10, "To him who struck Egypt in their firstborn."
"For his mercy forever."
"And brought out Israel from among them."
"For his mercy forever."
"With a strong hand and with an outstretched arm."
"For his mercy forever."
"To him who divided the Red Sea in two."
"For his mercy forever.
"And made Israel pass through the midst of it." "But overthrew Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea."
"For his mercy endures forever."
And now seven more, journey through the wilderness. Now remember, It was their unbelief that cost them so dearly. It cost them 40 years of wandering around in the wilderness. But even with their unbelief, God is faithful. And like with us as well, there are times when we kind of have unbelief too, don't we? Verse 16, to those who led his people through the wilderness, to him who led his people through the wilderness,
for his mercy endures forever.
To him who struck down great kings,
for his mercy endures forever.
And slew famous kings,
for his mercy endures forever.
Sihon, king of the Amorites,
for his mercy endures forever.
And Og, king of Bashan,
for his mercy endures forever.
And gave their land as a heritage,
for his mercy endures forever.
A heritage to Israel, his servant,
for his mercy endures forever.
And then for our present mercy, who remembered us in our lowly state,
for his mercy endures forever.
And rescued us from our enemies,
for his mercy endures forever.
Who gives food to all flesh,
for his mercy endures forever.
Oh, give thanks to the God of heaven. So just a quick comment about a few of these verses here. So the first three verses, obviously, is giving thanks to him. But notice verse 1, for he is what?
Good.
Is God always good?
Yes.
Oh, give thanks to the God of gods. We mean there's only one God, but there are many little gods around, but we have only one. And his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of Lords. Now, that's the Lordship, really, the Adonai. And again, his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders. Who created everything? He did, right? To him who by wisdom made the heavens. Unbelievable. Now, that word maker of heavens is the only place in the Psalms that is used, really, the maker of heavens. It's kind of interesting, you know, when you look at the days of creation, he put everything in existence here for us, and then he creates all the planets and all that stuff on day 4. We don't come from the planets. We came from him.
Amen.
Who laid out the earth above the waters? We praise him for that. To him who made great lights, the sun to rule by day. Now, if I read this verse 8, the sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. Think of this huge, huge term. There's 12 million tons of mass burned off in the sun in that period of time. Is burning off at 400,000 tons a second.
I can't.
You might think, well, by the time this prayer meeting is over, the sun will be gone. We don't understand how big it is. Now, if you want to go to the old earth theory and say the earth is 100,000 years old, then at that time, all the water in the sea would have been boiling because of the closeness of the earth. And if you want to go back a million years, then the sun would actually cover the earth. Kind of hard to have life when the sun covers the earth. The whole hydrological cycle here, really, in the moon and stars ruling by night. And you know, we have, I told you before, 1.5 trillion tons of water rain falls on the earth every day. So don't think we're running out of water. But if 1.5 million tons are falling every year, every day, how much is being evaporated every day? 1.5 million. It doesn't change, right? Those clouds are much heavier out there than you think, right? Mm-hmm. And now we have a section here of deliverance. To him who struck Egypt in their firstborn, his mercy endures forever. Now, at first glance, you might look at that and say, well, how can that be the mercy of the God, killing one person in every house, and one beast in every house? Well, his mercy is he could have killed them all, right? But they had 9 plagues before that to get right with the Lord, and they didn't. And so his mercy endures forever. He brought out Israel from. Now, I like this out and in and from and through. These are all prepositions
But it all shows us how he does that in our lives as well. He brings us out of sin, right? Mm-hmm. And then he separates us from the people. We're to be sanctified, set apart. And then we're supposed to be in, right? We want to be in Christ, in Christ. So he brought him out of Israel with a strong hand and an outstretched arm. But, you know, with the Red Sea parting and the beautiful thing there. But again, even after all those miracles, there was that unbelief, and they were worried about the giants, so they didn't want to go in. So 40 years in the wilderness. There, verse 13, he divided the Red Sea in two, but overthrew Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea. What a mercy that is, because Pharaoh would probably wipe them all out if he would have gotten a hold of them, because they were kind of upset with him at that point. But sure. No way that he could. And he slew famous kings. You know, near the end of the wilderness march there, the last 2 years, now they enter into the area of the promised land, other than just the southern area. And these were famous kings. They were very strong. In fact, Sihon, king of the Amorites, was ruling in that whole area over there in the Moab area. And Og, king of Bashan, we'll read there's 60 cities of giants in the Bashan area up there, because that was really giant territory. We know Og had a bed that was 13 and a half feet long. That's a big bed, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Any know how big that is? I mean, some of you guys are 6 feet tall. That's a pretty good size. You're only half, you only come up to his waist.
Yeah.
Og, king of Bashan. When all the people in that area heard about the victories over those two kings, they melted. I mean, because God just... If they take the two big kings, what are we? We're nothing, right? Gave their land as a heritage. We've had that. Those of you who are in the Genesis study, we see that great covenant which we just had, where he gave that to Abraham and his descendants forever. And we were talking about the ridiculousness of people thinking there's a Palestine that goes way back. Palestine didn't even go back to the time of Christ, let alone. And we have Israel in here again today. We have Israel, what, 2,500 times in the Bible, approximately? You don't see Palestine once. And so we need to really remember when we pray for Israel, we're praying for God's work that he's done. Israel is the only nation that has a past, a present, and a future named in the Bible. Do you know that? America doesn't have any future in the Bible. At least it doesn't in my Bible. So Israel is a special thing that God raised up to be the model for the world. But again, the problem is with Israel, they got people in it, just like we, like us, who are rebellious and want to turn away from the Lord. But his mercy endures forever. Verse 23, who remembered us in our lowly state. Wow. We look around, we see the unbelievers, and we can just grasp a little bit, if we think it through, the lowly state that they're in. What a miserable existence to live apart from the Lord, right? I mean, really, what hope do you have? You don't have any hope. There's no hope apart from him. But his mercy endures forever. He rescued us from our enemies. Who is our enemy? Still out there, but he can't have us now because we're his. Satan and his workers of iniquity are always with us for a little while longer, but they can't have us because of his mercy enduring forever. And then give thanks to him for food. I'm sure that we have a difficult time getting through much time without food, right? And it says what? He gives food to all flesh. Isn't he gracious? He sends rain on the just and unjust. Gives food to all flesh. His mercy endures forever. And then, oh, give thanks to the God of heaven, for his mercy endures forever. Lord, we do want to just stop here just a moment and just give thanks to you this morning. And we want to be especially mindful, and you have us repeat this theme 26 times. Your mercy endures forever, and that kind of a repetitiveness puts in our mind so clearly the purpose of your psalm right here, and that is for us to really grasp firmly the fact that your mercy is forever, forever. Do we really believe that? Do we really live that way in that belief that your mercy is with your children forever, forever and ever and ever and ever? You are good and you are merciful. Oh, what a God you are.
Amen.
And you even want to hear from us, and you even want us to pray. You even want us to be in communication with you. And so, Lord, help us to listen to you, not just to always talk to you, but to listen to you as well. Thank you for this morning and this opportunity to just focus a little bit on your mercy enduring forever. Guide us now in these moments of prayer as you would lead, in Jesus' name. Let's close today. I do want to get a little bit back to praising him. All of our problems we've talked about because we've turned our back on God. Mm-hmm. And godless people cannot be expected to make godly decisions. And we know this country is excelled in two of the areas which were the most great abominations to the Lord. That is the pornography, abortion, one, and the secondly, homosexuality. And we have excelled in both of those, and a culture that is given over to that is going to be destroyed, and so we see it happening right now. And yeah, we want godly leaders, but we don't have any godly electors. We've got a godless nation, and God will have to judge this nation because he is a just God. So we want his mercy, obviously, but he's not going to bless sin. He's not going to bless blasphemy. He's going to take it out. And that's in his hands. But let's just thank him here for his goodness and his mercy. Let's sing this song. And it's surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, all the days of my life. Let's sing it together.
Mama.
Father, we close on that.
Yes.
Eyes on you.
We praise you, Lord. We thank you for your abundant mercy,
yes,
which will be forever. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Bless the baptism this morning, Lord. It'll start in about an hour from now. All the new believers, Lord, we just pray for protection and a quick being filled with their spirit and maturing in their walk. Thank you for each one here, Lord. God, go before us as we go and help us to shine for you in Jesus' name. Amen.